Welcome to the Tired Mummy Podcast, a safe platform where we can openly discuss the highs and lows of parenthood, judgment free. Join me in authentic conversations with mums and dads from across the globe. Let's help each other feel less alone, let's grow and feel better in our parenting skin together. Come join our tribe while we get into some real talk. And don't forget, bring your coffee. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the potty. I'm your host, Alice Lanesbury, and you're listening to episode number 18. I just wanted to start this solo episode off by thanking every single one of my listeners. The Tired Mummy Podcast has just surpassed 5,000 downloads, and I'm so, so grateful for all the love. Please, if any of my episodes have resonated with you or help you in some way, please help me by hitting the subscribe button and leaving a 5-star review on the podcast app. It's super easy and super quick, and it would mean so much to me. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what I give my toddler to help keep his little immune system stay strong, especially in these colder months. So much sickness going around at the moment. We've been hit only once so far. Super grateful for that because honestly, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It is just so tough on the family unit. If one of you goes down, or all of you goes down, you know, a child's immune system is not fully developed until they're around 8 years old. So it's just not sustainable to wrap them up in bubble wrap or keep them in a bubble. We do our best to set them up for success. But yeah, sometimes it's really hard. And, you know, 8 years is a long time. My little man is almost 2. He's only been sick 3 times. This doesn't include teething or falling over and banging his head because he's done that about 25,000 times. Also, full disclosure, guys, I want you to know that I am not always able to get these foods and supplements into my son every single day. Some weeks are seamless and I'm killing it and his diet is amazing, and other weeks, not so much. He's had food I don't usually like to give him, or he eats too much sugar or not enough vegetables or not enough fruit or too many processed foods like packaged snacks. That's just life. Some weeks are like that and that's completely okay. It's just normal. But yeah, I just wanted to be super clear about that, that I'm not a perfect parent and his diet isn't always perfect. And I don't always get the supplements into his body every day, whether it's because I'm tired and I forget, or we're just busy and we forget. But yeah, we just take each day as it comes, and some days you'll have the capacity to be on top of it and other days you won't, and that's completely all right. At least that's what I tell myself anyway. Before we dive in, I am not a medical professional. The content in this episode is for entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice and should not be relied on as health or personal advice. Always, always seek the guidance of your doctor or other qualified health professional. I lied. One more thing before we dive in. Please don't judge yourself if I'm doing something different with my family than you're doing. Everyone is different. Everyone's family and lives are different. Everyone's kiddos are different. What might work for me might not work for you. So you just do you. If something resonates with you, that's awesome. If it doesn't, that's totally okay. Let's get started. All right. Now, being a child, when I was a kid, I was constantly sick, always on antibiotics, and suffered from fatigue. It was brutal. So I'm extremely invested in my son's health. I don't want him to experience what I did. And I understand not all parents have the capacity to go super deep on health, but even if you change just one thing in your child's life or even yourself, you can make a difference. It's taken me a long time and a lot of research and many, many health practitioners to gain the knowledge and insight I have on health. And a lot of it is not conventional. That's why I always, always encourage people to do their own research. Take accountability for yourself. Listen to your own inner wisdom. It's there. Most of us have just forgotten. I'm going to split this episode up into 2 categories. So I'll talk about top foods that I try to get into my toddler and supplements. So I'm going to start with the top 5 foods I try to get into my toddler every week. And I want to emphasize the word try because he's a toddler, right? So, number one, eggs. I will try to get as many eggs into my child as I can. Eggs are so underrated, and the reason I love them is because, one, they're full of protein, fills their tummy up. An average serving of 2 eggs contains 82% of your daily vitamin D requirements, 50% of your folate requirements, 25% of your vitamin B2, and 40% of your selenium requirements. And they also have heaps of vitamin A, vitamin E, B5, and B12. Like, eggs are amazing. A little tip that I do is I separate the egg, I take the yolk, and I put it in his oats. When I'm cooking his oats, and it just makes them extra creamy, and honestly, you can't taste a difference. So that's a good little hack to get some extra egg into his diet, and he loves his oats. And yes, tomato sauce. My son loves tomato sauce on his eggs. I use a clean organic sauce from the health food shop, but if you can't find one, Heinz actually make an organic sauce, and you can find that one at Coles. Number two, raw milk or unhomogenized cow's milk. Unconventional, I know, but please do your research before coming at me. The enzymes in this type of milk are far superior and help your body in so many ways. Pasteurized milk kills off all the good stuff. With the milk, just chuck it in a smoothie or an organic hot chocolate, or in the oats. I use Made by Cow. They have a Jersey milk. You can actually find it at some Coles and health food shops, or the Baremba Organics. I'm quite positive I'm saying that wrong, but they have an unhomogenized milk. That's also good. You can find that actually at some Coles also, or the little IGAs, and some health food shops as well. And they do all different types of milk. Number three would be liver. And I know what you're thinking, gross. Yes, I do find it gross. And you're probably also thinking, how the hell do I get my toddler to eat it? Well, listen up. Liver is nature's multivitamin. It's rich in protein, packed with essential vitamins and minerals. Liver is one of the most nutrient-dense foods ever, like on the planet. So it's basically a superfood. All the nutrients are easily absorbed by the body. It's got your iron, your vitamin Bs, your vitamin D, vitamin A, which is also totally underrated. And look, I'm not a fan of liver. I don't mind like the chicken pates you can get, but I've tried it fried with onions, like old school in butter, and I can't do it. If I can get my hands on an organic beef, lamb, or chicken liver, I freeze it, and I do that for at least 2 weeks to kill any parasites. And then I just get it out whenever I need it, and I grate it into whatever I'm cooking. So spaghetti, soup, yeah, anything where it literally just dissolves and you can't taste it at all. Husband can't tell. My son can't tell. I can't tell. And yeah, it's just a really easy way to get more nutrients into your food. But if that still grosses you out, the next best thing to do is get the freeze-dried or desiccated liver capsules. And I literally just open up the capsules and I'll either sprinkle it through my son's food, or I get these organic yogurt. Not talking great today. I get these organic yogurt pouches from Coles and Woolworths, and I just pop them in there, shake it up, and give it to him, and he doesn't blink an eyelid. So every time I do that, I'm like, yes, I'm winning today. Mission accomplished. Number four, fermented foods. Now, whether it's a fermented cheese, unfermented nut cheese, sauerkraut, pickle, I mix it up. Fermented foods have loads of vitamin C and are so great for your gut. Between the yogurt I give him and fermented foods, he doesn't really need a probiotic. Often the probiotics found in fermented foods are also far superior and way more affordable, and they actually make it a lot further down the gut than most probiotics that you buy from the shop do. Number five, cheese. A good cheese. Thank God toddlers love cheese, right? I love the, I'm going to say this wrong, Parmigiano. All right. It's kind of like Parmesan, but it's like Parmigiano. Okay, I can't say it. I'll put it in the show notes. It's a fancy Italian cheese. And it's like a sharp type of tasting cheese, and it's packed with vitamins and minerals. It's got calcium, chloride, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium. It's also high in vitamin K2, which is why I actually love it the most. Another underrated vitamin that's not talked about in mainstream health a lot. And you can get it from Coles or Woolies. All right. So that's the food part. Let's talk about supplements. Now, I know some people might think it's a bit weird to give your kids supplements, but unfortunately, our food just does not have the nutrients that it should anymore because we've basically destroyed the soil with the way we've been farming. There are a few farms in the country that are now working with the land and treating it respectfully and growing crops properly. But yeah, most of our food is very nutrient deficient now. So the top five supplements I try to give my toddler are... Number one, Shilajit. Shilajit is it's like a black powder. It's a complete trace mineral source containing more than 84 carbon bonded organic minerals that are easily absorbed by the body. It's also a rich form of fulvic acid. Fulvic acid is a compound which increases delivery of the minerals into the cell. It enhances the absorption of the other compounds taken with it and chelates and gets rid of inorganic minerals. So it's like amazing. It's a whole food supplement that brings mineral balance to the body in a natural way. So I love Shilajit. Basically, in a nutshell, there's all these amazing minerals in it. And because it's got the fulvic acid in it, it helps the body absorb all of them instead of just leaving bits behind. Yeah, I don't think I need to say any more about it. It's like magic. Number two is magnesium. Every cell in your body contains this mineral, and yeah, you basically need it for every function in your body. I use a powdered form called Ocean Mag. I'll put it in the show notes. You can use it to make magnesium bicarbonate, which is absorbed much easier by the body. Just YouTube that process. I use my SodaStream to make it. It's like a bubbly magnesium water. But the powder that I get, you can put it in any juice. I just put it in a bit of water or juice for little man. Number three, vitamin C. Another underrated vitamin, like, because it's heard so much you wouldn't really think about it, but honestly, vitamin C is like really important. My little dude loves fruit, so I don't really supplement vitamin C a lot. Usually in the colder months, I'll use a whole food vitamin C. It's important if you can find a whole food one, not a synthetic one. Usually if you see the word citric acid, that's a synthetic form of vitamin C. You want a whole food vitamin C that's made from like berries and things like that. Number four, which I already mentioned, is liver. If I can't find it fresh, I'll use the freeze-dried capsules. I'll put some brands in the show notes because I know sometimes it can be a bit difficult to find. Number five is collagen and gelatin. Both are full of protein, amino acids, and really, really good for the gut. I put collagen in smoothies. I take collagen as well. Well, let's be honest, I take everything my son takes. And obviously, I make gummies out of gelatin. My little man loves gummies, and they're honestly so easy to make, and I literally can make them in less than 5 minutes. I just add orange juice, a little bit of maple syrup, the gelatin, that's it. I pour them into an ice cube tray and put them in the freezer put them in the fridge to cool down, and doesn't take them long, and they're there. He absolutely loves them. Number six, the last one, is vitamin D. Now, I do not personally believe in using a man-made version of vitamin D. They're very, very processed. So I try to get my son out in the sun with no shirt on every day, even if it's a bit cold. The benefits of the sun are more than just vitamin D. It helps keep them regulated and also helps with their circadian rhythm. If you do really want to use a supplement, I would go with cod liver oil. It's really high in vitamin D naturally, and so with vitamin A as well. It just tastes a bit funky. I know some people put it in their gummies. I think it's a bit hard to give to toddlers, but yeah, sneak it in their gummies and see how you go. Other things I do when there's sickness going around is I use a rubbing oil. It's a combination of essential oils safe for kiddos, and I just rub it on Bubba's spine. I get mine from North American Herbs and Spice. I'll put it in the show notes. I also use their oregasin drops, which is a safe formula of spices and wild oregano. It's not wild of oregano, it's wild oregano. There's some cheap imitations getting around out there. Oregano has changed our lives. Whenever I feel a niggle coming on, I take a super strength form from American Herbs and Spices with a teaspoon of raw honey, and it literally kills most things off. My immune system is pretty vulnerable as I'm going on 2 years of sleep deprivation now. And this stuff really protects me. Alrighty guys, that's it. I think that's everything. I always feel like I miss something, but that's parent life, hey? I will do my best to include all the products I discussed in the show notes if you've got any questions about them, and I'll add any discount codes if I manage to get some for you. Make sure you check it out. If this episode was helpful to you, please share it with your other tired mums and dads, and leave us a 5-star review. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss out on an episode. This really helps support me and my little family. Thank you always for tuning in with me. Until next time, this tired mummy is signing out.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.